District 2 Representative Peggy Wilson of Wrangell grew up on a farm in Iowa.
And when you live on a farm, you learn real early what hard work's all about, and I think that that's given me my work ethic that I have now.
Wilson has served 8 years in the Alaska legislature, representing Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, and several nearby communities. Before moving to Alaska in 1993, Wilson served 4 years in the North Carolina legislature. She's a nurse by profession.
And I kind of have gone from helping people in the hospital to get well to working in District 2 to help people get things accomplished that they can't always do on their own. And also to make life better for people in Southeast Alaska.
Wilson's Republican primary opponent is new to politics, but not to Southeast Alaska. Stephen Samuelson was born and raised in Petersburg. He currently works as a retail associate at Petersburg's Hammer and Weekon hardware store. He also serves on the board of directors for that local business. Samuelson is from a fishing family and has worked as a commercial fisherman, whale watching guide, and as a nonprofit fundraiser for Petersburg Mental Health Services.
There's a lot of things that I've done that's made me diverse throughout my time here in Petersburg. The reason I'm running for this seat is because I believe that Southeast and this district has done a good job at taking care of education and healthcare, and I think it's time that we focus now more on the resources and transportation issues. With my diverse background, I think that I'd be a real asset in the House.
The two candidates agreed on a number of issues at Friday's forum hosted by KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. For instance, both Samuelson and Wilson called for additions and improvements to the road and ferry connections throughout Southeast Alaska. Wilson expressed frustration at delays in Southeast project funding through the state's transportation plan, or STIP.
And unfortunately, many times the STIP gets redone, and the Department of Transportation itself kind of rearranges the things that they have scheduled, and we get pushed on the back burner, and that has got to change before we'll see a complete program that's running smoothly.
And Samuelson wanted to see changes to the ferry schedule to better serve Southeast towns.
One thing I think we need to do is remember to stop every once in a while. Having 5 day boats going back and forth from Juneau to Sitka is great, but there's Angoon, there's Hoonah, there's Pelican, and these communities all need health services, and those are in Sitka. And, you know, you can do different routes. You can stop. You can put the Lakani on that run, still keep it a day boat. Also, when you leave Sitka to Juneau, which is great, but there's those of us that want to get to Petersburg and Wrangell, and you have to overnight. And in the past, I don't remember ever having to do that. So I think that we can work more towards having a more efficient ferry system. But it is a very unique, and it's where your priorities lie.
Both candidates stress the need for legislators to be in close contact with their constituents.
I spend a lot of time with constituent work. I call lots of people and talk to them on the phone rather than email them. It's just easier for me, and I think they can understand where I'm coming from, and I can understand where they're coming from a lot better if it's just on a one-to-one. So I do as much of that as I can.
I will absolutely have an open-door policy. The people that know me, they sure don't have a problem telling me their thoughts today, and I would imagine if I am elected, they won't have a problem telling what they think then. And transparency, honesty, just moving along, making sure that I'm accessible, making sure that I'm down at the store talking to people or on the street, just being accessible.
One difference that did come up between Wilson and Samuelson Friday night was their relative experience. Wilson emphasized her tenure as a 4-term Alaska lawmaker.
Something that I'm very good at is working in Juneau, working with the legislators. I know which ones I can trust, which ones will stab you in the back. I know the department heads. I know the people that whenever there's a problem with something, I know which person to call. And I think that experience, right now Alaska's at a crossroads right now of a lot of things that can either break this state or get it really going, and things can really start popping. And I really don't think that now is the time to change horses in the middle of the stream.
Meanwhile, Samuelson stressed his work in private sector businesses like commercial fishing.
What I've learned through that experience is the complicated web that the whole process of bringing that, catching the fish and getting it home is about. You're dealing with the processors, you're dealing with the businesses that support the fishing, you're dealing with the fuel docks that those taxes are all supporting communities, and fishing game, and being in that seat. When things come up, I know the people that I can ask. I know the people that I can trust and talk to and move things ahead, making sure that the fishing game is funded so that we don't lose fisheries.
Incumbent Representative Peggy Wilson of Wrangell and challenger Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg are the Republican candidates for the District 2 House seat. The Democratic primary candidates are Lily Herwald of Sitka, a grant writer for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, and Sitka Mayor Marco Dapsovich. The primary is August 26th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.